More Scissor Football on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Southwest Baptist University in Bolivar. The Scissors and the Bolivar Liberators getting ready to kick it off here in Bolivar. And you're listening to the Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains, a pregame show. And Scissors won the toss they've elected to receive, so Bolivar will kick off. And the Scissors will be on offense first, unless Bolivar pulls one of those onside kicks, and they can do it, folks. So that's what we're waiting on. Okay, we're ready to get this thing going. They're teeing up the football right now. Scissors are kind of watching for an onside kick here, but they're also playing it back as well in case they kick it away. So we're ready to get this ball game underway. And from the looks of things, Bolivar looks like they're going to kick it off. And here we go. And it's going to be a low line drive kick. I'll spit it out here in a minute. Into the end zone, so the Scissors will take over first and 10 at their own 20-yard line. And Dagan Kinslow will bring out the offense tonight. So, we'll see how Dagan sets the offense up here. He'll have Connor Lair in the backfield with him. Three receivers for the Scissors. First and 10 from their own 20. And they're going to give it to Connor Lair, right side. And he's going to be knocked out of bounds about the 25, 26-yard line down there, looks like. Looks like about the 26. It's going to bring up a second and 4 for the Scissors. So right off the bat, first play from scrimmage for the Scissors picks up 6 yards across that right side. Lair's going to be in the backfield once again with Kinslow and the shotgun. Now we've got two receivers to the left. They'll give it to Lair. He'll go left side this time, spins out of the arms of a defender, and looks like he didn't get any gain on the play. See where they, they're going to mark it down. So it's going to bring up a 3rd and 4 for the Scissors at their own 26-yard line. Just underway with no score. Scissors with the football first here in the ball game tonight. Now Kinslow will be in the shotgun. He's got 4 receivers. And now Miller goes in motion. And Kinslow trying to go left. He'll cut it up inside. He's got a 1st down and more. He's on that sideline and finally going to be brought down about the 45 of West Plains. And it is a Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains 1st down for the Scissors. Out to the 46-yard line. Good job by the quarterback, Dagan Kinslow. Started around that left side, then cut it up, and then get to the sideline. Made a few folks miss, and now the Scissors ready to go. They've got 5 receivers in the ballgame right now. Kinslow looking. He's going to throw across the middle, and it is incomplete and almost picked off by Bolivar. And that was right across the middle that time. And the receiver that time, number 39 for the Scissors, that's Carter McCracken. And McCracken couldn't hang on to it. And then the Bolivar defender was almost able to pick it off before it hit the ground. So here we go again. Scissors with 4 receivers. Kinslow in the shotgun. He'll throw it to the left. And nobody, they get away. So now it's Connor Lair trying to make something happen and does finally, picks up a few yards. Looks like Bolivar had him hemmed in over on the left side over there. And Connor just spun around and came back to the middle of the field. Then he spun and cut it upfield where they're going to give him 2 yards on the play. It's going to bring up 3rd and 8. The football is setting at the Scissor 43-yard line. So it'll be 3rd and 8 for the Zizzer offense. And Kinslow will bring in the play from the sideline. Zizzers once again with four receivers. Kinslow by himself in the backfield. Miller goes into motion. And Bolivar didn't jump on it. And so now the Zizzers have to run the play. Play clock down to three. There's Kinslow. He'll throw to the left. And it is incomplete over there on the left side. And that's going to bring up a fourth and eight now for the Zizzers. Are they going to punt this thing away? Looks like they are. So the Zizzers, with the ball on their own 43, and it looks like Bolivar stopped them, and the Zizzer defense doesn't want to give Bolivar that good of field position, so it looks like they're going to punt the football away. And they will. A high kick, and it's going to come down about the 27. That's where the Zizzers will mark it down. So Bolivar will take over. First and 10 at their own 27-yard line. Let's see what the Zizzer defense can do. I'm really surprised that the Zizzer offense looked like they had found something running the football. And then they tried to throw it a couple of times and really didn't work. So put them in a long third and eight. And now here comes Bolivar. And the quarterback for Bolivar is going to be Meredith, a senior. He's got a back in the backfield with him, and he's looking to throw off the bat. He's going to throw it down the left side, and it is complete for a first down down the left side over here. And that is Josh Bowes, folks. And Bowes is 6'5", 190 pounds. And it's a first down for Bolivar at the Zizzer 31-yard line. But we got a flag. Got a flag, and they're bringing it back, folks. Bringing it back. So this is good for the Zizzers. Have to wait and see what the call is here in just a second. But they're bringing it all the way back here. And it'll be on Bolivar. And it's going to be a 5-yard penalty. So take away the long gain, and now it's going to bring up first and 15, illegal procedure, against Bolivar. So the ball is at the Bolivar 22-yard line now, the first and 15. And once again, Meredith in the shotgun. This time he's going to hand it off, and the Zizzers are right there behind the line of scrimmage to bring down the back that time. That was Jason Lopez back there, and I believe Connor Lair back there as well. And actually, it's going to bring up now a second and 17, so a loss of two on the play. The ball is all the way back at the Bolivar 20-yard line. So good play by Connor Lair and Jason Lopez to get the running back behind the line of scrimmage. Here we go. Meredith in the shotgun, looking at second and 17 now. And he's looking to throw. He'll roll to the left now. He's going to throw it. It's incomplete. And good coverage by the Zizzers that time. I'm going to bring up a third and 17 for Bolivar. 9:46 to go here in the first quarter. And no scores. Zizzers were on offense first. They couldn't move the football. And they punted it away. And now Bolivar took away a big pass game with a illegal procedure penalty. So now it's third and 17. Meredith's rolling to the right. Zizzers in the pursuit. And they're going to say he caught the football over there. Trying to see who it was, but couldn't tell. Brings it out to the 31. It's going to bring up a fourth down. Fourth and six, and Bolivar's going to punt the football, looks like. Watch out, though. They can fake it, but looks like Bolivar's going to punt the football. Connor Lair will go back to catch the punt, and they are going to punt it. It's a low-line drive. Connor's going to pick it up off the bounce at the 35. Here comes Lair, cuts out to the right side, coming down the sideline now, and finally out of bounds. and it gets across the 50 all the way down, looks like, to the 40-yard line. That'll bring up a first and 10 for the Zizzers at the Bolivar 40-yard line. Let's see what the Zizzer offense can do here with their second crack at things here in the ball game. No score so far. Kinslow brings the offense in. And he'll be in the shotgun. And this time he will have four receivers once again. Now Lair will go to the backfield. And they'll throw it across the middle, and it's complete. And that'll be a first down for the Zizzers that time. And see who that was. It's Watson Hafer on the catch for the Zizzers. And that's another Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains first down for the Zizzers. Down to the 30-yard line of Bolivar. So it'll be first and 10. Good catch across the middle that time by Watson Hafer. Knew he was going to get hit. As soon as he caught the ball, he hung on to it and even tried to get an extra yard or so, but just wasn't able to. Blair will be in the backfield again. Kinslow in the shotgun. Kinslow is going to roll to the left. He's going to tuck it to run. Kinslow will cut it inside, and there's a flag. This one's going to come back. This one's going to come back, guarantee. It's either going to be a hold or a block in the back. But there's a couple of flags over there, but here comes the call on the Zizzers. And it's holding on the Zizzers. And that's a spot foul, so they'll mark off 10. Let's take a look and see. Ball will be put down at the Bolivar 34-yard line. Going to bring up a first and 14 for the Zizzers with 8:50 to go here in the first quarter and no score. Kinslow by himself with four receivers in the ball game once again, and Miller now in motion. And they'll give it to Miller on the left side, gets around the corner. Heston Miller puts his head down. He's around the 25, 24-yard line. I believe they're going to put him at the 25. Okay, I'm probably wrong because they're going to put him at the 26. I thought for sure he made it at least to the 25. But anyway, that'll bring up a second and 6 for the Zizzers. Kinslow in the shotgun by himself once again. This time Connor Lair goes in motion. Kinslow will take it, and he tries to get up inside. Now he backpedals. He's trying to get around the left side, and he does. He's got the first down. He's still on his feet. And finally going to be tackled down inside the 15 at about the 11-yard line. That's another Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains first down. And the Zizzers are in the red zone, the Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer red zone. First and 10 for the Zizzers, and they're going to mark it at the Bolivar 12-yard line. So here we go, first and 10 at the Bolivar 12. So, Kinslow, going to hand it off. We've got a flag. This one's probably going to come back. And it's going to be illegal procedure on the Zizzers. So that'll back them up 5. Now it's going to be first and 15 for the Zizzers. Backs them up to the 17-yard line of Bolivar. First and 15 for the Zizzers. Zizzers really got to cut down on these penalties. So far, they've had at least 2 here on offense tonight. 7:20 and counting. Left to go first quarter with no score. And Zizzers need to hurry because the play clock is down to 5, and they're looking to the sideline, and Zizzers are going to have to use a timeout here. And they do. So we'll take a timeout as well. No score in Bolivar. Back in 30 seconds, you're listening to Zizzer Football, 100.9 The Train.
After breast surgery, a woman has many new challenges to face. For women who select an external form, visit the Cameo Boutique at Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment for a private, certified, professional consult. The proper fit of a breast prosthesis is not only for a discreet appearance, but for a therapeutic measure that replaces the weight of a lost breast. Choose Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment, caring for our community in southern Missouri and northern Arkansas for over 30 years. At the corner of 8th and Kentucky in West Plains.
Scissor football continues on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to SBU in Bolivar. The Scissors and the Bolivar Liberators are playing high school football here tonight. And we're in the first quarter with no scores. Scissors have the football, first and 15, on the Bolivar 17-yard line. 7:08 to go here in the first quarter. Scissors had to use a timeout. They weren't all on the same page on the play call. So now, here come the Scissors to the line quickly, and Kinslow is going to snap it. He's going to hand off. Connor Lair cuts it up, then goes outside around the right side. Lair running, and he is in. Connor Lair on the touchdown with 7 minutes to go in the first quarter. Scissors up 6-0. So, Lair takes it in from 17 yards. And it'll be Larson in. Kick is up. And it is good. 7-0. Scissors lead it. 7 minutes to go first quarter. Back in 30 seconds, you're listening to Scissor Football, 100.9 The Train.
Community First Banking Company declares My Card Rules. It's their new mobile app feature that allows you to add alerts or restrictions to your debit card, report a lost or stolen debit card, or temporarily suspend your card and reactivate it, all at the touch of a fingertip. And Community First still offers free checking accounts, free debit cards, and free paper statements.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Community First, member FDIC.
Scissor football on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Bolivar, where it's SBU in Bolivar, where the Scissors have just taken the lead 7-0 over the Bolivar Liberators with 7 minutes to go here in the first quarter. And it'll be the Scissors to kick the football off here from their own 40-yard line. And back for Bolivar is Pulsifer, also Packy. And I can't tell who it is on the far side. It's also back for Bolivar. Here we go. And it's going to be a high short kick. Going to be taken down at about the 23. The Scissors have some good coverage over there, knocking them out of bounds. And Bolivar will take over first and 10, I believe, at their own 25-yard line. I think is where they're going to mark it. And that looks about right. So Bolivar will have the football, first and 10 from their own 25 as they get it for their second possession of the ball game. And it'll be Meredith coming out. And the back in the backfield, I believe, is going to be Jordan. There we go, first and 10 for Bolivar at their own 25. See if the Scissor defense can get a stop here. And now we got people moving all over the place. And now they're going to hand it off. And the Scissors are right there. Going to be a loss on the play. A couple of yards, looks like, maybe. That was Jordan on the ball carrier. Lopez on the tackle. And also, I believe, Tristan Clark in there on the tackle as well. Loss of two, going to bring up second and 12 now from the 23-yard line of Bolivar. And Meredith almost lost it. It was loose. Now he's got it, and now he's going to come up. He gets a yard out to the 24, going to bring up a third and 11. But Meredith almost fumbled that. He was playing hot potato with the football back here, finally got a grip on it, and then just tucked it to run. And the Scissor defense was there. They only gave him a yard. So now it's going to be 3rd and 11. Meredith in the shotgun once again. And I believe that's Jordan back here with him. And he's going to roll left. He's looking to throw, and the Zizzers had a shot at him, and now they're going to throw. And it is picked off. Interception by the Zizzers at about the 40. Back to the 31. And I'm trying to see who that was. So the Zizzers will have it at the 11 and 31 yard line. And I didn't get to see who, couldn't tell from all the way across the field, couldn't tell who it was. But it doesn't matter. We intercepted the football, and the Zizzers have it 1st and 10 at the Bolivar 31 yard line. The Zizzers need to convert this one and jump up by 2 scores. Kinslow will be in the shotgun by himself. He's going to have 3 receivers, make it 4. Now in motion is Lair, and Kinslow looking to throw. He's going across and deep, and he's got Heston Miller. And they're going to say, no, Miller is down at the 1. I really thought he got across that line there, but... That's a Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains first down. Zizzers are in the Community First Banking Company, West Plains Mountain Grove and Thayer Red Zone. The Zizzers have it 1st and goal at the 1 yard line. So let's see what we have here. Kinslow going to hand it off and in for the score. And I'm trying to see who it was. I believe it might have been Connor Lair on the 1 yard run. 5:21 to go here in the first quarter. And Lair on the 1 yard touchdown run. And the Zizzers have gone up 13-0 with 5:21 to go. And the extra point kick is good. Zizzers lead at 14-0 back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Football 100.9, The Train.
The new Toyotas are arriving every day at Toyota of West Plains, and they are committed to making your car buying experience the best car buying experience you've ever encountered. Fast, simple, and straightforward. They also buy cars on a daily basis. If you've got a vehicle you'd like to sell, be sure to reach out to the friendly folks at Toyota of West Plains. Parts and service open Monday through Friday. Sales department open Monday through Saturday. Stop by for a visit with a friendly staff at Toyota of West Plains.
Now, more Zizzer football on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Bolivar, Southwest Baptist University. West Plains Zizzers lead at 14-0, 5:21 to go here in the first quarter of play. Zizzers got the big interception, and then Kinslow hit Heston Miller for the big gain all the way down to the 1. And then Lair took it in from the 1 yard line for his 2nd touchdown of the night. So Zizzers getting ready to kick it off again. And this one's going to be it's going to be on the ground. And Bolivar's going to get it at the 36. So, Zizzers trying to catch the Liberators off guard there a little bit. But Bolivar fell on top of it. They'll have it 1st and 10 at their own 36-yard line. Meredith will come in at quarterback for Bolivar. Jordan will be your running back. Meredith in the shotgun. See if the Zizzer defense can get another turnover here or get a stop. Either one. They're going to hand it off to Jordan. Nope, and... I mean, there's 5 Zizzers in on that play, folks. 5. Connor Lair and Jason Lopez leading the way. And I tell you what, they were there. All 5 were in the backfield when the Zizzers, or when Bolivar went to hand that off. They just tackled everybody. So they're going to lose about 3. It's going to bring up 2nd and 13 for Bolivar at their own 33-yard line. And it'll be Jordan once again. And Meredith looking to throw. Now he's going to throw it long over the top. And it's going to be caught. And once again, that's Josh Bowes, big, tall, 6'5 receiver. And Meredith just put it up there, and Bowes went and got it over three Zizzer defenders. And that's a first down for the Bolivar Liberators at the Zizzer 34-yard line. Bolivar ready to go again here. They've got three receivers. Meredith in the shotgun. And he's going to keep it. Throws to the left. It is complete. Zizzers are there. And the ball is loose, and the Zizzers have gotten on it. So a fumble, and it is picked up. So congratulations for the West Plains Zizzers. Jumping on that football was Garrett Drown for the Zizzers, and here comes the Zizzer offense back on the field. So Bolivar gets a big play. And then Bolivar tried to throw it again, and the receiver fumbled the football, and Garrett Drown gets on the ball. The Zizzers will have it now. It will be first and 10, and it's back, I believe, at their 17-yard line. So Kinslow in the shotgun. Blair in the backfield. Kinslow looking to throw across the middle. He's got Hafer again. It's complete. Close to a first down. And they need to look here and see. And, yep, it's going to be a first down. Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains first down for the Zizzers out at the 27-yard line. 4:11 and counting to go here in the first quarter with the Zizzers up 14-0. Kinslow in the shotgun. He's got Lair in the backfield with him again. This time, Kinslow will take it. Left side, puts his head down, gets out to about the 33, 34. Going to be about the 33. So, I'm sorry, Carter, we're cracking that time on the handoff, or on the run. Going to bring up second and four for the Zizzers. And this time it'll be Kinslow. He'll bounce off the defenders. He's coming around the right side, got the first down and more. Out of bounds. And it'll be another Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains first down for the Zizzers at their own 45-yard line, looks like. 3:23 and counting. Zizzers up 14-0, and they're moving the football. Four receivers, two on each side. Kinslow once again in the shotgun, tried to get Bolivar to jump, and they wouldn't do it. So now we'll try it again here. Hester Miller will go in motion. And Kinslow backed up here. Now he's going to throw it, and it's off the hands of Connor Lair, incomplete. Kinslow, he rifled that one into Lair, and it was just behind Lair. Lair had both hands out there, but just couldn't hang on to it. So, that'll bring up a second and 10 for the Zizzers at their own 45. Boy, if Lair would have caught that one, he would have got close to another first down. Instead, it's second and 10 with 2:56 to go first quarter. Lair's in the backfield. Kinslow now. Lair goes to the right. Kinslow's going to keep it. Gets up the right side, and he just lowers his head. And he's out down to the 44-yard line of Bolivar, and that's another Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains first down. And the Zizzers right now running the football and taking time off that clock, and more importantly, keeping it out of the Bolivar offense's hands. 2:39 and counting. Kinslow by himself. He's got four receivers again. Connor Lair once again will join him in the backfield. And Kinslow, he's going to throw it. He's going long this time. He's got Miller, and Heston Miller's got it at the 5-yard line, folks. That's the second big pass play from Kinslow to Miller, this time at the 5-yard line. Another Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains first down. And the Community First Banking Company, West Plains Mountain Grove and Thayer red zone for the Zizzers. First and goal from the Bolivar 5-yard line. So here come the Zizzers lining it up, trying to punch it in again for the third time here in the first quarter. Now Miller comes to the backfield. They'll give it to Miller. He's going the left side, tries to get outside, and he does. And Heston Miller's got a touchdown, folks. And I don't see any flags. 1:58 to go here. And Heston Miller. That time Miller wanted to turn it up inside, but then took it outside. And just ran it around that corner, Miller using the speed. And the Zizzers now, once again, have gone up 20 to nothing. And Larson comes in for the extra point. It's up, and it is good. Zizzers lead it 21-0 with a minute 58 to go first quarter. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Football 100.9, The Train.
We see the potential of the farmers that wake up early, of the local business owners that work late, of the people that are always ready to lend a hand. Because when you're from here, that's just what you do. At Southern Bank, we don't just help you reach your goals. We help you reach your potential so you can achieve what you want right in your hometown. Get started today with Southern Bank at bankwithsouthern.com. From here, we can do anything. Southern Bank, member FDIC.
Zizzer Football continues on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Bolivar Southwest Baptist University. Zizzers are up 21-0 on a Heston Miller 5-yard touchdown run. And I tell you what, looking across the way, a good show of fans from West Plains are up here to watch the ball game tonight, just like they've done all year long, traveling with the Zizzers. They've always had a good crew traveling with them on the road and then showing up at home, so they're getting a show so far. This one's going to go down the middle, and it's going to be taken at about the 19-yard line. And out across the 30, looks like about the 31, 32, maybe 31 and a half, 31 three-quarter. Who knows? He keeps wandering around out there. We'll just wait for him to put the football down, but Bolivar will have it. First and 10. They're going to mark it down now at the 32-yard line. Okay. I give up on trying to guess where these guys are going to be spotting footballs anymore because you just never can tell. Meredith once again in the shotgun. He's looking to throw the football. Zizzer's getting some pressure. He'll roll to the right. He's going to throw it now and got a receiver over there. And it's complete for a first down to the 45. 23-yard pass that time by Bolivar. So Bolivar has a first down at the Zizzer 45-yard line, first and 10. So Bolivar runs the football. Zizzer's defense have been pretty good, but when they throw the football, those Bolivar receivers pretty tall. And there's another one, and it's Bose, the 6'5", up there. The defender was right there, but Bose just went up over the top of him and got it. That's down to about the 32-yard line, and that's another first down for Bolivar. So look out, Bolivar may decide that they may just throw the football rest of the ball game. We'll see what happens. All right. Back to pass once again, Meredith, and Meredith is going to be sacked behind the line of scrimmage, folks. Offensive line couldn't hold up the blocking for him. The Zizzer defensive line put the pressure on. Jason Lopez, one of the Zizzers in there for the tackle. Lost 5 yards on the play, going to bring up second and 15 from the Zizzer 37-yard line. Second and 15 for Bolivar. Meredith in the shotgun. He's looking to throw again. Now he's going to roll to the left. Zizzer's in pursuit, and it goes off of Bo's hands out of bounds. It's incomplete. Brings up a third and 15 for Bolivar. Meredith had to get rid of that one. because the Zizzer defense was in pursuit on the backside. And he had to go ahead and throw it. Bose had a chance there because it hit him square in both hands. He just let it go right through his hands and out of bounds. Third and 15 for Bolivar, 26 seconds to go, first quarter. Meredith by himself in the shotgun looking to throw. Here comes the Zizzer defense. There's a flag. And this one's going to be picked off by the Zizzers. And it's run back to the 26. And it looked like it was a holding call. And it was on Bolivar. It'll be declined. Zizzers will take over the football. First and 10. Back at their own 25, 26-yard line. So Zizzers will take over once again, first and 10. And that's the end of the first quarter. Zizzers lead at 21-0. Well, hang on a second here. They're talking out here. Everybody's lining up. So we got 17 seconds to go. I thought maybe the clock had run down but on the run back. But nope, Zizzers have it first and 10. And it'll be Kinslow. Throws to the left. They'll pitch it out to the left. And that, down the left side, Connor Lair, I believe. And Lair's got it, folks, all the way to the house. Connor Lair that time, 78 yards. And Connor Lair has three of the Zizzer four touchdowns in the first quarter. And that makes it 27-0, and here comes Larson to kick the extra point with 6 seconds on the clock. That was a perfect play that time. And the kick is up, and it's good. Zizzers lead it 28-0 here with 6 seconds to go in the first quarter. And let me just kind of try to tell you what happened that time. Kinslow threw it out to his receiver on the left side over there. I believe it was Heston Miller. And Connor Lair was coming from behind, and Miller just pivoted and then just underhand tossed it to Lair, who was streaking down the left side. And Lair took it all the way down the left side, 78-yard run for the touchdown. Zizzers up 28-0 here in the first quarter. And we've still got 6 seconds to go in the first quarter. So once again, Braden Wall is going to be kicking off for the Zizzers. And the Zizzer kickoff coverage team has been doing pretty good here tonight on their coverage. Let's see if we can keep that up here. Still got 3 quarters to play. And they're going to pooch this one down. Going to be taken about the 23. It's fumbled back there. Then picked up. And look out. Zizzers finally get a tackle on him. And I believe that was Lopez, I believe, on the tackle. That's the end of the first quarter. Zizzers lead at 28-0. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Football, 100.9 The Train.
Do you need a tow, stranded, and don't know what to do? Never fear, J&J is here. Avoid the aggravation of being stranded on the road. Call the experts at J&J Recovery. They serve Zizzer Nation and surrounding areas, including Thayer. As a matter of fact, they serve anyone within the sound of my voice. J&J Recovery is proven and affordable when it comes to towing. If you are in an accident, be sure you request J&J Recovery. Memorize or save this number to your smartphone, 417-256-7628, and go Zizzers!
Zizzer Football on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Bolivar. And the Zizzers lead it 28-0 here as we get ready to start the second quarter of play. Let's check some scores around Southern Missouri. And we see that Lebanon leads Parkview 26-0 in the first quarter. Also, McDonald County leading Cassville 7-0 second quarter. Thayer leads Mountain Grove 10-7 in the second quarter. Let's see, what else do we have here for you? Rolla over Camdenton, 14-0 in the second quarter. And Kickapoo leads Hillcrest 7-0 second quarter. Carl Junction leading Ozark 9-0 in the first quarter. And Rogersville leads Reed Springs 7-0 in the first quarter. So there's some updated scores for you around Southern Missouri. Bolivar with the football, first and 10. And let's see, Jordan just got loose, folks. Around that left side. And he's got the first down out to about the 48-yard line of Bolivar. So a first and 10 for Bolivar at their own 48-yard line. So that time, Bolivar was able to get out to the left, get around that left end, and pick up a big gain that time. Now they're going to hand off again. This time, Zizzers are there. And might have got back to the yard scrimmage or lost a yard. He may have lost a yard. Jordan carrying the football for Bolivar. They're going to mark it down. Nope, they're going to mark it at the 48. So it's going to bring up second and 10 for Bolivar at their own 48. So Meredith, once again, shotgun. Jordan will be the running back for Bolivar. And they're going to hand off, and the Zizzers are there. They're going to drop him about the 45. And it was Connor Lair. Who else was in there? Tristan Clark. Let's see. Garrett Drown in there as well on the tackle. It's third and 13 now for Bolivar at their own 45-yard line. 10.5 minutes to go here in the second quarter. Zizzers up 28-0. Meredith, and he's going to roll to the right, looking to throw, and the Zizzers are there, and it's over his receiver. And I tell you what, Aiden Holt put a lick on Meredith. Right as he was throwing the football, he released it, and Aiden Holt hit him, and it caused the ball to go high and incomplete, and Bolivar's going to punt the football, or at least that's what they're showing. Connor Lair will go back deep for the Zizzers. Fourth and 13 for Bolivar at their own 45-yard line. Let's see if they actually punt the football away. I don't think they'd want to give the Zizzers some good field position, and they don't. It's going to hit at the inside the 20. Going to roll down to about the 15, down to about the 14-yard line. So the Zizzers will take over first and 10 at their own 14 with about 10 minutes to go here in the second quarter. Zizzers lead at 28-0. The Zizzer offense will be coming on the field again. It'll be Dagan Kinslow bringing his offensive unit out. As we get ready to go here, Zizzers first and 10 at their own 14-yard line with 10:05 to go here in the second quarter. Kinslow in the shotgun, four receivers for the Zizzers. And there's the snap. Kinslow's going to roll right. He's going to take it himself. Cuts up inside. He's got a first down and some more before he's finally going to be, well, he's not down yet, and they just blow the whistle. He never did go down. Looked like a little bit of rugby going on out there, but here we go. That's an Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic, West Plains, first down for the Zizzers. And it's going to be put down. What are we doing here? We got a flag on the play. It's coming back 5 yards. It's spot foul. I never did see the flag. So now we're, well, they're not going to tell us what the penalty was. So Zizzers will have it. And they're still questioning. They want to know. I didn't see a flag. So now they spotted the ball. They marked it back 5 yards from where the play ended. And the officials going over to tell the West Plains coach, but we never got an indication up here of what the penalty was. But it's going to bring up a first and 10. So now they're going to give them first and 10 instead of first and 2. And we have no idea what's going on, and I don't think they do on the field either. He still hasn't given us an indication what the penalty was. So there we go, finally. Zizzers will have it first and 10 at their own 22-yard line with 9:55 to go in the second quarter. And this time, Kinslow will take it once again out across the 25 to about the 26, bring up a second down. So that's going to bring up about second and 6 for the Zizzers at their own 27-yard line. 9.5 minutes to go, second quarter, and the Zizzers are up 28-0 over Bolivar. Kinslow once again in the shotgun by himself. This time he's looking to throw, and he will throw. It's going to be incomplete as one of the Bolivar defenders got his hand up and deflected that pass, so it'll bring up 3rd and 6 for the Zizzers. And the Zizzers need to come up with 6 yards here, or they're probably going to punt the football, because I don't really think they want to give it to Bolivar on this end of the football field. So 3rd and 6, Kinslow has 4 receivers once again. Now he's going to take it, roll to the right, and he's going to tuck it up inside. He's got the first down and more, and he's out to about the 41. That's another Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains first down for the Zizzers at their own 41-yard line. Good run from Dagan Kinslow across that right side. 9 minutes and counting to go here in the second quarter. Well, the Zizzers up 28-0. Kinslow's going to give it to Lair this time. Lair on that right side, he's going to break loose, and he's close to a first down, folks. Connor Lair, we got a penalty, got a flag. It's going to be holding against the Zizzers, of course. It's amazing that they played so well, got a 28-point lead. Now, all of a sudden, here come the flags. So, take away the first down by Lair. And they're going to mark this one all the way back at the Zizzer 36-yard line. But it will be a first and 15 for the Zizzers at their own 36-yard line. Kinslow's by himself once again with 5 receivers this time. Kinslow looking. Now he's going to throw it deep on the right side. And it is caught and trying to keep his feet, and does. Touchdown for the Zizzers. Josh Leaser on the catch for the Zizzers. And that time, it's very simple, folks. Kinslow just threw it up to Leaser. Leaser is 6'5", folks. To Josh Leaser. And now, here comes Larson for the extra point. And, folks, that was like, tell you in a minute, that one's good. It's now 34, should be 35-0. Zizzers with the lead. Back in 30 seconds, you're listening to Zizzer Football, 100.9 The Train.
The experts in orthopedic care can be found at Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic. Dr. Roeder, who serves as the West Plains team physician, and Drs. Jolly and Karen specialize in the medical and surgical care of the spine and joints, utilizing the latest technology to get you back on your feet as quickly as possible. And they are here for you 24/7. Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic on Kentucky Avenue in West Plains, where they are focused on your health.
This is her football on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Southwest Baptist University in Bolivar. Zizzers have gone up now 35-0 over the Bolivar Liberators on a 68-yard touchdown pass from Degan Kinslow to Josh Leaser. Leaser, 6'5", senior. He went up, got it, stumbled, regained his feet, and then took it 5 yards into the end zone. And once again, Wall will kick it off. It'll be taken at about the 24-yard line. And coming down the side, and that's where Connor Lair is going to knock him out of bounds. But Bolivar almost got loose and ran it back there on that left sideline. Connor Lair saved a touchdown right there. And we got a flag down, looks like. It's going to be a block in the back on Bolivar. So that's going to back him up. So let's see where they're going to mark it. They're marking this football at the 15-yard line. So it's where the penalty occurred, and then you mark it, take it back, 15. So Bolivar has it first and 10 at their own 15-yard line. 8:24 to go here in the first half, with the Zizzers up 35-0. Meredith, once again, he's going to hand off this time, and the Zizzers are there. Lopez, Connor Lair, there's like four or five Zizzers there for the tackle, a loss on the play. They're going to mark it back, I believe, at the 10-yard line. So it's going to bring up now a second and 15 for Bolivar at their own 10-yard line. Zizzer defense is playing hungry here tonight, folks. And Meredith is going to throw, almost picked off again. Connor Lair was there. Who else was there? Jesse Hudson was there. And I tell you what, Bolivar, very lucky that that one didn't get intercepted on the 15-yard line. That's going to bring up a third and 15 now for Bolivar at their own 10-yard line. Got to get it out to the 25-yard line for a first down. Third and 15, Meredith rolling to the right. He's going to tuck it and run, and he's going to go out of bounds, and he doesn't have the first down, folks. See who's knocked out of bounds. Connor Lair over there. Let's see. Also, number 15 for the Zizzers, I believe that would be Aiden Cook. And so it's going to bring up a fourth and 5, knock him out the 20-yard line, so Bolivar is going to have to punt it. Fourth and 5 from their own 20-yard line. Bolivar looking to punt. Connor Lair will stand back around the 50-yard line. And it's fumbled. And it's fumble again. Now Bolivar picks it up, but the Zizzers have them at the 10-yard line. They're going to put it down at 12. And I tell you what, first of all, the snap was fumbled back there by the punter. And then the Zizzers were just swarming all over it then. But now, Zizzers will have it. First and 10 from the Bolivar 12, make it 13-yard line. First and 10 from the Bolivar 13. Here comes the Zizzer offense looking for some more points here in the first half. It's already 35-0 with 7.5 minutes to go in the second quarter. So Kinslow in the shotgun. And trying to see. Kinslow rolling to the right, and he's going to throw it. Finally, it's incomplete before he's knocked out of bounds. thought we might get our first look at Logan Seitz, the junior, 5'10", 255 pounds. Coach Perkins said they were going to use him to run the football a little bit tonight. Well, he was in there, and he's in there again with Kinslow in the backfield. Incomplete pass, going to be second and 10 from the Bolivar 13-yard line. Kinslow, he'll take it this time to the left, and he'll get it down to about the 10, looks like. So that's going to bring up third down. So now it's going to be third and 7 from the Bolivar 10-yard line. Third and 7. Here comes the play from the side. And now the Zizzers have three receivers. Connor Lair in the backfield. Now he goes to the right. They're going to go to the left. Watson Hafer. Hafer down to about the 5, still going down to around the 2. He may be close to the first down, folks. Watson Hafer looks like he's down around the 2. And that is an Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains first down. As they're in the Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer Red Zone. Zizzers will have it first and goal. And it'll be at the 2-yard line. So first and goal from the Bolivar 2 for the Zizzers. And Lair in the backfield, Kinslow in the shotgun. Here we go. They're going to roll to the right. And they threw it, and it's a touchdown for the Zizzers. So the Zizzers, that time, with 6:18 to go here in the second quarter. Kinslow, it was a 2-yard touchdown pass. Didn't see it was 2. Larson's kick is up. It's good. Zizzers lead it 42-0, 6:18 to go here in the first half. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Football 100.9, The Train.
Congratulations, you're having a little girl.
At that moment, everything changed. Our hopes and dreams for ourselves were instantly replaced by our hopes and dreams for her. We got life insurance policies from Shelter Insurance, so that regardless of what life throws at us, we'll still be able to provide the world to her.
Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
For auto, home, life, or business insurance, come see me, Andrew Ekman, in West Plains today.
Zizzer football continues on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Southwest Baptist University in Bolivar, where the West Plains Zizzers have just gone up on Bolivar, 42-0. It was Dagan Kinslow, 2-yard pass to Josh Leeser in the end zone, and Leeser has his second touchdown of the night. And the Zizzers are up 42-0, so we've got a turbo clock for the second half if we can get there. We still got 6:18 to go. And Wall will kick it off here for the Zizzers. And they're going to kick it low down the middle. Going to be taken at the 20. And Zizzers are going to get some coverage this time. Bolivar going to run it out to the 38-yard line. And so it's going to bring up first and 10 for Bolivar. First and 10 at their own 38-yard line. Zizzer defense back on the field. Zizzer's up 42-0. And, folks, I have to tell you, I did not see this coming. Here's a handoff to let's see, Jordan once again, he's out to about the 40, 41. He's going to pick up about 3, looks like. Going to bring up 2nd and 7 for Bolivar at their own 41-yard line. Clock is running with 5:50 to go here in the first half. Stay tuned. We'll have your Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment of West Plains halftime show coming up. And Meredith throws it. He's got Bose, and Bose is out close to a first down. I think he's going to have it here. They're going to mark him at the 49. Well, one's at 49. The other one looks like he's about 40 at the 48. And now they're saying first down out at the 49. So Bolivar will have it first and 10 at their own 49-yard line. So now, Meredith in the shotgun. Jordan is the back in the backfield with him. And it'll be Meredith trying to run around the right side. Zizzers are there. Aiden Holt was coming from behind along with Lopez. And also number 21, I believe that's Green, taking Green on the tackle as well. A loss of two on the play. Going to bring up second and 12 for Bolivar at their own 47-yard line. So, second and 12. Meredith, once again, in the shotgun. He's going to roll left, looking to throw. Zizzers in pursuit. Now he's going to throw to the left. And the Zizzers, well, they caught the ball, the Zizzers did, for the interception. The bad thing is they landed out of bounds. So that's going to bring up now like a third and 12 for Bolivar here. 5:08 to go in the first half. And if Bolivar can't get a first down here, Zizzers will have the football probably once again. All right, Meredith and Jordan. Meredith's going to roll right, looking to throw. He throws, he gets hit, right as he throws, and it's dropped by Bose. Dropped by Bose back there, but the Zizzer defender back there on that play, number 32, it's Casey Landon, Landon Casey. And Landon got a hand in there. So now it's going to be fourth and 12. Bolivar is going to have to punt the football again, if they actually do. At some point, you got to say, we got to start going for it here on 4th and 12. But they're going to punt it this time. It's a good punt, and Connor Lair is going to take it at the 18. Makes a man miss. Now he's on the right side, cuts up in the middle. Connor is out across the 40, and he's going to make it to about the 41. Before they bring him down. So Connor making a couple of guys miss, and then it took a bunch of liberators to bring him down to the ground. They're going to say he got out to the 42. Zizzers will have it first and 10 at their own 42-yard line. And the Zizzers, if they can score again, well, that would make it 49 to nothing. Here we go. 4:45 to go in the first half. Kinslow in the shotgun. Got receivers all over the place. He's going to roll left. He's going to throw it now, and that one is incomplete. Zizzers put five receivers out in the pattern. And I don't know who he was throwing that one to. A couple of guys. He was either behind one by a couple of yards or led one too much by a couple of yards. Second and 10, Kinslow. And Bolivar's trying to show blitz. Now they'll throw to the right. Leeser on the catch out to the 45. That's going to bring up a third and 7 for the Zizzers. Third and 7 for the Zizzers at their own 45-yard line. 4:14 and counting in the first half with the Zizzers up 42 to nothing. Kinslow in the shotgun. He's going to hand it off this time and it's Miller, I believe. Miller gets it out, another first down for the Zizzers. Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic of Rust Plains, first down. Across the 50, down to the Bolivar 46-yard line. Clock is running. That time, Heston Miller on the carry. Good running, stayed patient, followed his blockers, and then when he had the chance there, picked up a few more yards. Okay, Kinslow in the shotgun. Now Cox is in the backfield with him. And now West Plains wants a timeout. 3:28 to go here in the first half. Zizzers leading 42-0. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Football, 100.9 The Train.
It's football season. Be on top of your game when it comes to your vehicle's maintenance. Preventative maintenance is so important in today's complex vehicles. From oil changes to overhauls, the expert technicians at Don's Auto Service can take care of it all. Establish a good ground game when it comes to your tires, too. Get rebates up to $200 on select sets. Don's Auto Service, Porter Wagner Boulevard in West Plains.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Zizzer Football on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Bolivar. SBU, that's where we're at. Zizzers lead at 42-0. Zizzers have a 1st and 10 at the Bolivar 46-yard line. Zizzers looking for some more points here in the first half. 3:28 to go in the second quarter. Connor Lair now in motion. Kinslow's going to roll, and he's going to keep it, but they're going to drop him for a loss. And now a flag comes in. Far side official threw that one about 25 feet in the air. And let's see who this one's on. It was after the play was over, looked to me like. Kinslow was thinking about pitching it to Lair and then decided to just tuck it and take the loss. And now here comes the call. I'm sure it's going to be against West Plains. Unsportsmanlike on the Zizzers, and it's unsportsmanlike on Bolivar. So those penalties will offset, and we'll replay the down. And I imagine it was, Dagan probably didn't like the way that he was tackled over there. Looked like a little extracurricular activity going on. Coach Perkins wants a explanation, and he's going to get one now. So it's going to be 1st and 10 for the Zizzers. Now the Bolivar coach is out. He's all the way out, halfway across the field. The official sees him now. Now he's going to meet him at midfield, explain to him. So both teams are on the side. Zizzer's coming back out on the field. Bolivar's over here on the side. Bolivar coach wants to know what's going on. Zizzers will have it, apparently, 2nd and 11 at the Bolivar 47-yard line. Or 1st and 11. If they offset, you replay the down, is what I thought. But nope, it's going to be 2nd and 11 for the Zizzers at the Bolivar 47-yard line. And the Bolivar coach is still at midfield, and now I don't think he's too happy because the official told him to go back to the sideline. So he's trotting over here, but I don't think he's too happy about it. I don't think he thinks he got his point across. Here we go. And things will probably start getting chippy between these two teams for the rest of the night with this big of a lead by the Zizzers. 2nd and 11. Kinslow in the shotgun. He'll throw to the right. got a receiver, and they'll tuck it, get it inside the 45, about the 44, looks like. And I think, trying to see over there, they get them cleaned out a little bit, I think. Can't tell who. Oh, it was Dalton Cox on the reception. So they'll mark it down at the Bolivar 44, and it's going to be 3rd and 8 for the Zizzers at the Bolivar 44-yard line. 3rd and 8, 2:43 and counting on the clock with the Zizzers up 42-0. Kinslow's by himself now in the shotgun. Now Lair will join him in the backfield. They'll give it to Lair, and Lair's going to be dropped for a loss. They're going to give him forward progress to the 47. So that's going to bring up a fourth down. Well, one official marked him at the 47, one at the 48. They finally put it down at the 48. It's going to bring up 4th and 12. For the Zizzers with a minute 58 and counting. And Zizzers might go for it here on 4th and 12. They've got the offensive unit in there. And the play clock's down to 4. And so Zizzers take a timeout. They just wanted to milk the clock down some more. All right. We'll just keep it right here because let me see if I can get you caught up on some scores around Southern Missouri right now. Lebanon leading Parkview 26-0. They still report that in the first quarter. McDonald County leading Cassville 14-0 second quarter. Mountain Grove leads Thayer 14-0 at the half, folks. That is a big shocker right there. 14-0, Grove leading. Rolla leads Camdenton now 21-7 at the half. Glendale over Waynesville 29-20 in the second quarter. Kickapoo leads Hillcrest 21-0 second quarter. Ozark leads Carl Junction 21-9 at the half. Marshfield and Mount Vernon 0-0 at the half. Rogersville leading Reed Springs 7-0 first quarter. Liberty Eagles lead Houston 18-0 in the second quarter. Salem, Missouri leads Kabul 14-6 in the second quarter. Now the Zizzers with 5 receivers going to go for it. Kinslow, he's going to roll, he's going to pass, and he's got the receiver in a first down over on that right side. Down inside the 35, down to about the 32, look like. I think that was Watson Hafer over there on the reception. That's another Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic West Plains first down for the Zizzers with 1:30 and counting. Well, clock is still rolling, so it's 1:24 and counting. 1st and 10 for the Zizzers at the Bolivar 32. All right, Kinslow, he'll take it. And now he's going to bounce off a defender. Goes up the middle. He's inside the 25. Looks like about the 23. He's going to bring up a second down. And let's see. It's going to be 2nd and 1 as we're down to 52 seconds. And Kinslow's going to clock it. So he spikes the football with 49 seconds to stop the clock. And so now, Zizzers have it. It's going to be 3rd and 1, I believe, at the 28-yard line of Bolivar. 3rd and 1. Kinslow in the shotgun. And they're going to hand off, coming around the right side. 1st down and out of bounds over there on the right side. That was number 7 carrying the football. That is Parker McGinley for the Zizzers. It's an Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains first down. And once again, they're in the Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer red zone. But got a flag over at the 20, about the 28-yard line. It's going to be against West Plains, you know. Going to have to back them up here. So now it's going to bring up third down. Third and six for the Zizzers with the clock running at 39 seconds and counting. Kinslow. And the shotgun. He's going to go back looking to throw, and he just throws it off the Bolivar defender. And that'll bring up a fourth down with 27 seconds to go. So 27 seconds to go in the first half. The Zizzers lead at 42-0. It's going to bring up fourth down. Fourth and six for the Zizzers. The ball is setting on the Bolivar 28-yard line. Here we go. Fourth down. Kinslow. Rolling right. He's going to tuck it, try to run, and he's got the first down, and Moore is still on his feet. He's inside the 10 over there and out of bounds finally with 16 seconds. And I don't see any flags, so it's going to be first and goal for the Zizzers at the, I believe at the 9-yard line. I think it's at the 9-yard line. First and goal, 16 seconds to go in the half. Zizzers trying to pick up some more, and I don't blame them. We'll have the turbo clock in the second half. Kinslow's going to throw. He's got Connor Lair, and there's a touchdown. Connor Lair, a 9-yard pass. And the Zizzers up some more. Kinslow to Lair. It's 48-0. 10 seconds to go in the half. And here comes Larson on to try another extra point. It's up, and it's good. Zizzers lead at 49-0 with 10 seconds to go. We are back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Football 100.9, The Train.
A big 50th anniversary tent sale is going on now at Morlinshaw Ford and Morlinshaw Ford Pre-Owned in West Plains. Come celebrate with them and get a great deal on your next car, truck, SUV, or minivan. You can also check out their inventory at MorlinshawFord.com. Don't miss the big 50th anniversary tent sale going on now at Morlinshaw Ford and Morlinshaw Ford Pre-Owned, 1824 Porter Wagner Boulevard in West Plains.
Now, more Zizzer football on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Bolivar, Southwest Baptist University. And the Zizzers lead it 49-0 over Bolivar with 10 seconds to go here in the first half. Stay tuned. We'll have your Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment of West Plains halftime show coming up here in about 10 seconds. And it'll be Braden Wall to kick off again for the Zizzers. And he'll put it up. It's a short high kick, taking it about 25. And Zizzers going to bring him down at about the 28. So we're down to 4 seconds to go. Bolivar will run one play here. And then we'll be going to halftime. Coming up to halftime, we'll run down the scoring for you. We'll also check scores around Southern Missouri, see how other teams are doing. All that comes your way at halftime. By the way, Bolivar here tonight, it is senior night. And Zizzers are playing the spoiler. Meredith with it, and he'll give it to Jordan. Jordan's going to run, and he's going to be tackled at the 30. And that's it. All right, we're at the half. Zizzers lead at 49-0, and we're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Football, 100.9 The Train.
After breast surgery, a woman has many new challenges to face. For women who select an external form, visit the Cameo Boutique at Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment for a private, certified, professional consult. The proper fit of a breast prosthesis is not only for a discreet appearance, but for a therapeutic measure that replaces the weight of a lost breast. Choose Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment, caring for our community in southern Missouri and northern Arkansas for over 30 years. At the corner of 8th and Kentucky in West Plains.
Scissor football continues on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Bolivar, the Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment of West Plains halftime show. Scissors lead at 49-0 over the Bolivar Liberators. Let's run down the scoring for you. 7 minutes to go, first quarter. Blair on a 17-yard run. Larson's kick good. Scissors up 7-0. Let's see, 8:21 to go. Blair on the 1-yard touchdown run. Larson's kick good. Scissors up 14-0. 1:58 to go in the first quarter. Heston Miller on the 5-yard touchdown run. Larson's kick good. Scissors up 21-0. 6 seconds to go in the first quarter. It was Lair on a 78-yard touchdown run. Larson's kick good. And Scissors led it 28-0 at the end of one. Second quarter with 8:30 to go. Kinslow, 68-yard touchdown pass to Josh Leeser. Larson with the extra point. Scissors were up 35-0. 6:18 to go, second quarter. Kinslow, 2-yard touchdown pass to Josh Leeser again. Larson's kick was good, 42-0, Scissors. 10 seconds to go, it was Kinslow to Connor Lair, 9-yard touchdown pass, and Larson kick was good. Scissors lead at 49-0 here at the half. Besides some penalties, the Scissors have played a really good first half. They've intercepted the Bolivar quarterback, Meredith. They've intercepted him here tonight twice and almost made it 3 times. So that's kind of what's been going on. Scissors been able to run the football, and they've also been able to stop Bolivar when they run the football. And they've also had to Bolivar's had a little bit of success throwing the football when Meredith is on point, getting it to those big, tall receivers. So we'll have to see what happens here in the second half. We'll have a turbo clock, so, folks, we're going to end a little bit early tonight. So, all right, 49-0 is your score. Scissors lead it over Bolivar here at the half. It is the Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment of West Plains Halftime Show. We'll be back and talk more Scissor football on 100.9 The Train.
After breast surgery, a woman has many new challenges to face. For women who select an external form, visit the Cameo Boutique at Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment for a private, certified, professional consult. The proper fit of a breast prosthesis is not only for a discreet appearance, but for a therapeutic measure that replaces the weight of a lost breast. Choose Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment, caring for our community in southern Missouri and northern Arkansas for over 30 years. At the corner of 8th and Kentucky in West Plains. Parkway Beauty Academy, located at 913 Preacher Row Boulevard in West Plains, offers everything you need to begin a new career in cosmetology or nail technology, or why not both? The cosmetology training consists of just 1,500 hours, nail technology course 400 hours. Call 417-256-9004 and ask for Sarah for details. They offer different programs regarding tuition. Your new career starts here at Parkway Beauty Academy. Call them at 417-256-9004.
It should never hurt to hike in the hills of the Ozarks or cast a fly in the White River. And golf, tennis, bowling should always be pain-free. So if you have shoulder, knee, wrist, hip, or ankle pain, call Knox Orthopedics. Doctors Thomas Knox, Russ Rawls, Jason McConnell, and Don Franklin will make sure you can live your life the way you were meant to. Outdoors and pain-free. Knox Orthopedics, right here in the Ozarks, knoxorthopedics.com.
It's where to go and buy your car. Great service and best price by far. In West Plains, Mo, it's where we are. Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
I'm Taylor Grubaugh. I started in the car business washing cars in high school with the dream of being a Chevrolet dealer. And now, nearly 20 years later, I'm here in West Plains and proud to serve this community for years to come as your Chevrolet Buick GMC dealer.
Find new roads at Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick and GMC.
Community First Banking Company declares My Card Rules. It's their new mobile app feature that allows you to add alerts or restrictions to your debit card, report a lost or stolen debit card, or temporarily suspend your card and reactivate it, all at the touch of a fingertip. And Community First still offers free checking accounts, free debit cards, and free paper statements.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Community First, member FDIC.
For 40 years now, people have trusted the service professionals at Negri Plumbing to solve those not-so-pleasant plumbing problems. Commercial to residential, new construction to remodeling, Negri Plumbing is here for you. Whether it's a leaky pipe, stopped-up toilet, sewer problem, or you need a new water heater, garbage disposal, or gas appliance installed, Negri Plumbing is your service expert and is a proud supporter of Zizzer Sports. Give them a call at 256-0362. That's 256-0362.
A big 50th anniversary tent sale is going on now at Morelandshire Ford and Morelandshire Ford Pre-Owned in West Plains. Come celebrate with them and get a great deal on your next car, truck, SUV, or minivan. You can also check out their inventory at MorelandShieldFord.com. Don't miss the big 50th anniversary tent sale going on now at Morelandshire Ford and Morelandshire Ford Pre-Owned, 1824 Porter Wagner Boulevard in West Plains.
For excellent primary care, look to Baxter Regional Health System Hometown Clinic at West Plains. They're excited to serve the patients in the surrounding communities with the same quality care you have come to expect from Baxter Regional. Dr. Thompson and nurse practitioner Lisa Curley specialize in family medicine for patients of all ages, treating everything from acute care, diabetes, and chronic disease management to women's health and much more. BRHS Hometown Clinic at West Plains, 1402 Kentucky Avenue. Walk-ins welcomed.
Attention Zizzer fans, the Zizzer Zone is the hottest Facebook page in West Plains, bringing you the latest information from Zizzer Nation varsity competitions. You'll see game day posts, scores, and your favorite Zizzers in action. Photo prints and products are available. Check out thezizzerzone.com and follow the Zizzer Zone on Facebook. Thanks goes to our sponsors, Community First Banking Company, Ozarks Healthcare, Wilds Abstract and Title Company, Patty Ingalls Photography, and Graceland Portable Buildings of West Plains. Let's go Zizzers!
Your backyard should be an oasis, not a challenge. With Steel, you can enjoy great value on outdoor power equipment that will get you there. From lightweight quiet blowers to easy-starting powerful chainsaws, the battery-powered AK Homeowner Series has what you need to take on your to-do list. Get your Steel power equipment at Hirschfeed and Farm Supply in West Plains and Thayer, or visit stihldealers.com to order online and pick up in-store or curbside.
At Toyota of West Plains, it's not all about just selling you a vehicle. It's also about servicing your vehicles. They've got the best technicians in the business, and they strive to get you going and back on the road as soon as possible. Whether you need routine maintenance or major repair work, people all over the Ozarks have been trusting Toyota of West Plains for over 32 years. Be sure to check out toyotaofwestplains.com for service specials and coupons. When service counts, you can count on Toyota of West Plains.
You always score a great deal when you shop Miller Satellite and Home Store. With great deals, easy financing, layaway, and delivery. It's easy to get the furniture, mattresses, electronics, and appliances you need. We have all kinds of new decor and gifts, which are 20% off right now. Miller Satellite and Home Store also has patio furniture, yard art, and made in Missouri pellet grills. Check out our pictures on Facebook and come score a great deal at Miller Satellite and Home Store at 3113 North Highway 63 in West Plains, or call 417-255-1972.
We see the potential of the farmers that wake up early, of the local business owners that work late, of the people that are always ready to lend a hand. Because when you're from here, it's just what you do. At Southern Bank, we don't just help you reach your goals. We help you reach your potential so you can achieve what you want right in your hometown. Get started today with Southern Bank at bankwithsouthern.com. From here, we can do anything. Southern Bank, member FDIC.
Do you need a tow, stranded, and don't know what to do? Never fear, J&J is here. Avoid the aggravation of being stranded on the road. Call the experts at J&J Recovery. They serve Scissor Nation and surrounding areas, including Thayer. As a matter of fact, they serve anyone within the sound of my voice. J&J Recovery is proven and affordable when it comes to towing. If you are in an accident, be sure you request J&J Recovery. Memorize or save this number to your smartphone, 417-256-7628, and go Zizzers! The experts in orthopedic care can be found at Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic. Dr. Roeder, who serves as the West Plains team physician, and Drs. Jolly and Karen specialize in the medical and surgical care of the spine and joints, utilizing the latest technology to get you back on your feet as quickly as possible. And they are here for you 24/7. Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic on Kentucky Avenue in West Plains, where they are focused on your health.
A shield against the elements. Comfort in the midst of chaos. Shelter in the aftermath of destruction. For 75 years, Shelter Insurance has remained true to our promise to be there when you need us most. This is the heartbeat of our company, our why. Shelter Insurance. For your auto, home, and life.
Hi, I'm Andrew Ekman in West Plains. Let me show you why so many clients recommend us to their friends.
Whether you need routine maintenance, tires, or a complete overhaul, Don's Auto Service is here for you. Don's Auto Service would also like to thank all their customers as they continue to grow. They're currently looking to add an experienced mechanical service technician to their team. You're invited to apply in person at 1618 Porter Wagner Boulevard in West Plains or email donsauto.itd@gmail.com.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Scissor Football on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Southwest Baptist University in Bolivar. Scissors lead it 49-0 over the Bolivar Liberators here at the Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment West Plains halftime show. And, well, let's see. Let's go ahead and run down some scores from around the area. There are some surprises out there, folks, so listen up. Here we go. Let's see. Webb City leads Willard 48-0 at the half. It's Joplin over Neosho 49-0 at half. Lebanon leads Parkview 26-0. That's the last score we had from the first quarter. McDonald County leads Cassville 14-0 in the second quarter. That's the last we had on that one. Mountain Grove leads Thayer 14-0 at the half. That's a big surprise so far. Rolla leading Camdenton 21-7 at the half. Glendale leads Waynesville 29-22nd quarter. Kickapoo leads Hillcrest 28-0 at the half. Ozark over Carl Junction 21-9 at the half. It is Marshfield and Mount Vernon 0-0 at half. Rogersville leads Reed Springs 7-0, but that's the last report we had on that one was first quarter. And Liberty Eagles leading Houston 18-0 in the second quarter. Let's see. Salem, Missouri leads Kabul 14-6 in the second quarter. Let's see. What else we got here? Let's take a look down the line here. I believe that's all we've got to tell you about. And, of course, last night, Ava beat Willow Springs 51-14. So there's some scores for you around the area tonight in football action. So it's the last regular season game, so the conferences will be decided tonight. And district play starts next Friday night. Now, once again, the Zizzers posting a big win here. We're going to say a big win because they're up 49-0. And there will be a turbo clock here in the second half. So unless just the wheels just totally come off the bus here tonight, West Plains should pick up the big win, and they will lock in that number one seed in district, which means they will not play. They'll get by the first round because of the Zizzers in their district. There's only seven teams, so they'll get the bye if they finish in the top spot, and they will play the winner. Looks like it's going to be Rogersville or Marshfield. Those two teams will play next Friday night, and the Zizzers will take on the winners the following Friday. So just a little note for you right there. This is football tonight brought to you by Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer, Knox Orthopedics, Mountain Home, and West Plains, Sean Duggan's Westgate Realty, Parkway Beauty Academy, Southern Bank, Toyota, Baxter Regional Health System, Hometown Clinic, Moreland Shell Ford, Miller Satellite Center, Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick GMC, Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment, Don's Auto Service and Tire Center, Negri Plumbing, the Zizzer Zone, Shelter Insurance, Andrew Ekman, Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic, Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, and J&J Recovery and Towing, all of West Plains. Your boosters for the ball game tonight, Wonderland Preschool and Daycare, Richard Brothers Feed, and Edward Jones, Kevin Gleghorn, all of West Plains. And Active Chiropractic and Acupuncture, Dr. Jacob Ekman, West Plains and Thayer. And Carter Funeral Home, West Plains and Thayer. Zizzers lead at 49-0 here at the half. And it is your Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment of West Plains halftime show. We'll take another break. We'll come back and we'll talk some more Zizzer football for you on 100.9 The Train.
Parkway Beauty Academy, located at 913 Preacher Row Boulevard in West Plains, offers everything you need to begin a new career in cosmetology or nail technology, or why not both? The cosmetology training consists of just 1,500 hours, nail technology course 400 hours. Call 417-256-9004 and ask for Sarah for details. They offer different programs regarding tuition. Your new career starts here at Parkway Beauty Academy. Call them at 417-256-9004.
The best treatment begins with the best diagnosis, and Drs. Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, Jason McConnell, and Don Franklin at Knox Orthopedics base their practice on this philosophy. They utilize state-of-the-art MRI diagnostic equipment, so you can rest assured any surgical procedures and recommended therapies for your degenerative condition or injury are going to produce the best possible outcome. Knox Orthopedics, providing orthopedic excellence since 1983.
Knox Orthopedics continues to follow prescribed guidelines for patient and staff safety.
After breast surgery, a woman has many new challenges to face. For women who select an external form, visit the Cameo Boutique at Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment for a private, certified, professional consult. The proper fit of a breast prosthesis is not only for a discreet appearance, but for a therapeutic measure that replaces the weight of a lost breast. Choose Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment, caring for our community in southern Missouri and northern Arkansas for over 30 years. At the corner of 8th and Kentucky in West Plains.
It's where to go and buy a car. Great service and best price by far. In West Plains Mow, it's where we are. Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
I'm Taylor Grubaugh. I started in the car business washing cars in high school with the dream of being a Chevrolet dealer. And now, nearly 20 years later, I'm here in West Plains and proud to serve this community for years to come as your Chevrolet Buick GMC dealer.
Find new roads at Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick and GMC.
Community First Banking Company declares My Card Rules. It's their new mobile app feature that allows you to add alerts or restrictions to your debit card, report a lost or stolen debit card, or temporarily suspend your card and reactivate it all at the touch of a fingertip. And Community First still offers free checking accounts, free debit cards, and free paper statements.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Community First, member FDIC.
For 40 years now, people have trusted the service professionals at Negri Plumbing to solve those not-so-pleasant plumbing problems. Commercial to residential, new construction to remodeling, Negri Plumbing is here for you. Whether it's a leaky pipe, stopped-up toilet, sewer problem, or you need a new water heater, garbage disposal, or gas appliance installed, Negri Plumbing is your service expert and is a proud supporter of Zizzer Sports. Give them a call at 256-0362. That's 256-0362.
A big 50th anniversary tent sale is going on now at Moreland Shell Ford and Moreland Shell Ford Pre-Owned in West Plains. Come celebrate with them and get a great deal on your next car, truck, SUV, or minivan. You can also check out their inventory at MorelandShellFord.com. Don't miss the big 50th anniversary tent sale going on now at Moreland Shell Ford and Moreland Shell Ford Pre-Owned, 1824 Porter Wagner Boulevard in West Plains.
for excellent primary care, look to Baxter Regional Health System Hometown Clinic at West Plains. They're excited to serve the patients in the surrounding communities with the same quality care you have come to expect from Baxter Regional. Dr. Thompson and nurse practitioner Lisa Curley specialize in family medicine for patients of all ages, treating everything from acute care, diabetes, and chronic disease management to women's health and much more. BRHS Hometown Clinic at West Plains, 1402 Kentucky Avenue. Walk-ins welcomed.
Attention Zizzer fans, the Zizzer Zone is the hottest Facebook page in West Plains, bringing you the latest information from Zizzer Nation varsity competitions. You'll see game day posts, scores, and your favorite Zizzers in action. Photo prints and products are available. Check out thezizzerzone.com and follow the Zizzer Zone on Facebook. Thanks goes to our sponsors, Community First Banking Company, Ozarks Healthcare, Wilds Abstract and Title Company, Patty Ingalls Photography, and Graceland Portable Buildings of West Plains. Let's go Zizzers!
The 2021 tub booking is going on now through November 30th at Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply. Save $50 a ton by booking 3 tons or more. All in-stock tubs qualify. Book now and save on ADM, Karmalix, Crystal Licks, and Hirsch tubs. Call Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply at 417-256-3749 or stop in on Worley Drive in West Plains. Open Monday through Saturday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than up on store.
For over 30 years, Toyota of West Plains has been your hometown Toyota dealer with a local hometown team of people you can trust. It's no wonder why they're a 6-time President's Award winner, which is only awarded to the best of the best dealerships that go above and beyond in customer service and satisfaction. Visit their new showroom, 1802 Porter Wagner Boulevard. Parts and service open Monday through Friday, and the sales department open Monday through Saturday. Visit Toyota of West Plains.
Now, more Zizzer football on 100.9 The Train.
And welcome back to Southwest Baptist University in Bolivar. West Plains Zizzers lead the Bolivar Liberators 49-0 here at the half. It is the Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment of West Plains halftime show. Zizzers put up, they led at the end of 1-28-0, put up another 21 points there. In the second quarter, they lead it 49-0. Zizzers doing it both on offense and defense. So clock is ticking down here at halftime. Let's see if the officials, hopefully they're going to go ahead and let the ball game start back up. We'll have the turbo clock here in the second half. So that means that the Zizzers will hopefully we'll get out of here a little bit early and we'll make it home. A little bit early, and you will not hear me crying or complaining about that, folks. It's about a 2-hour and 20-minute drive up here. Depends on how you hit the traffic at Springfield. And, well, we would just like to get home, and the officials have put 3 more minutes on the clock. Why? Both teams are on the sideline. They're ready to go, and they have put 3 more minutes on the clock. I have no idea why. All right, like we said once again, Zizzers district play. First of all, let's start with Ozark Conference. Lebanon is winning big tonight. The Zizzers winning big. So if both teams finish with 1 loss on the season, then they will share the Ozark Conference title. Now, moving on to district play, West Plains Zizzers have the number one seed in the district, and that should not change after tonight's ball game. So that means that they will get a first-round bye next Friday night. Zizzers will not have a ball game next Friday night. They'll probably be scouting Marshfield and Rogersville because that's probably the two teams that are going to play next Friday night. And Zizzers will get the winner of that ball game the following Friday night at Zizzer Stadium. So finish the district in the number one seed, they will be at home for the semifinal and final ball games if they get to play both of them. They'll be in West Plains. All right, now also, ball game here tonight. Zizzers up 49-0. I can tell you that we're probably going to see second and third stringers here in the second half. It just depends. If Coach Perkins has seen some stuff out here that he'd like to try to clean up a little bit, he'll have that starting unit back out there. If not, he'll have the second unit out there trying to get them some experience, some playing time, and to try to get out of here without getting anybody hurt. So that's always good as well. It's the Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic, or I should say Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment of West Plains Halftime Show. We'll take a break. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to the Football 100.9 The Train.
You always score a great deal when you shop Miller Satellite and Home Store. With great deals, easy financing, layaway, and delivery. It's easy to get the furniture, mattresses, electronics, and appliances you need. We have all kinds of new decor and gifts, which are 20% off right now. Miller Satellite and Home Store also has patio furniture, yard art, and Made in Missouri pellet grills. Check out our pictures on Facebook and come score a great deal at Miller Satellite and Home Store at 3113 North Highway 63 in West Plains or call 417-255-1972.
Zizzer football continues on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back. Hope you enjoyed the Ozarks Healthcare Medical Equipment of West Plains halftime show. Zizzer's lead at 49-0 over the Bolivar Liberators here at Southwest Baptist University in Bolivar. Braden Wall will be kicking off to Bolivar here to start the third quarter of play. The Zizzer's won the coin toss, and they elected to receive to start the game, so Bolivar will get the football to start the third quarter. So Braden Wall tees it up, and we're ready to go. With the Zizzer up 49-0. And Wall's kick is going to be down the middle. It's going to be taken about the 13-yard line, and they'll run it out the left side, and that's where Zizzer defense is there as they bring it across the 25, about the 26, 27-yard line. Bolivar will take over, first and 10, and they may even mark that the 28. Wow. I didn't think he got that far. But that's where they're going to put it. Bolivar, first and 10 at their own 28-yard line. And it'll be Meredith, the quarterback. And he's under center this time. He'll hand off, and the Zizzers are there for the tackle. No gain on the play. Bolivar's kind of changed it up now. Gone to Meredith under center. Now he's in the shotgun once again. He's going to roll out to the right side, looking to throw. Now he does throw, and it's going to be incomplete. Good coverage over there by Jason Lopez. It's going to bring up a third and 9 for Bolivar at their own 29-yard line. So let's see. It'll be third and 9. Meredith in the shotgun. And he's looking to throw again. He'll throw left side. Got a receiver for the first down. Out about the 42, 43-yard line. Lopez on the tackle along with Connor Laird. But it's enough to move the chains for Bolivar. They're going to put it at the 43. First and 10 for Bolivar at their own 43. 9:44 and counting in the third quarter. Bolivar's going to hand off this time, and they break through the line of scrimmage. And Zizzers almost took the ball away from him while he was carrying the football. Jordan on the carry. He's out to about the 49-yard line. It's going to bring up a second and 4 for Bolivar. Zizzer defense needs to toughen up a little bit here, stiffen up, and to shut down this Bolivar running attack. Bolivar's come out running the football here in the second half. Scissors get the rush on, and Meredith's going down. And it's Connor Lair. Lair on the tackle. And Meredith is going to lose. He's all the way back to the 42-yard line. It's going to bring up a third and 11 now for Bolivar. Third and 11. Connor Lair on the quarterback sack. 8:38 and running. Third quarter, 49-0. Scissors with the lead. Bolivar, third and 11. Meredith in the shotgun. And he's going to roll to the left, looking to throw. Got a receiver in it. Did he pick it off? It's going to be an incomplete pass. The Zizzers almost picked that one off over there, folks. Almost. I believe that was Jesse Hudson over there. And Jesse just almost picked his pocket. So it's going to bring up fourth and 11. Bolivar is showing they're going to punt as we're under 8 minutes to go in the third quarter. Connor Lair will be back for the Zizzers. High snap, and Bolivar fakes it. They're going to run it around this right side. And, wow, what a hit. Garrett Brown now. We got a flag comes in late. Garrett Drown on the perfect tackle. Unsportsmanlike on the Zizzers for what? What'd he do? That was a perfect form tackle by Garrett Drown. And Coach Perkins is almost halfway across the field. He wants to know what the problem is. And now the official was waving his arms and pointing at the Zizzer side again. I don't understand that one. I don't know where the unsportsmanlike was, because Garrett Drown simply drilled the punter. Perfect tackle. Wrapped him up. Put him on the ground. Perkins is not happy, folks, and I don't blame him. There should not have been a penalty on that play. So now the official wants to talk to another official. I think the Zizzers may get the football here. I'm not sure, because it was fourth down. I don't know what the world they're doing out there. These officials are running around all over the place, and now they got a four-man conference going. Now they're marking it off from the spot of the foul, so the Zizzers will have the football, first and 10 at their own 42. And once again, I'll say it again, folks, that was a ridiculous call. Unsportsmanlike my rear end, because it was a perfect form tackle by Garrett Drown. That's exactly how you teach to do it, folks. Anyway, Kinslow will come out. The Zizzer offense is on the field. 7:38 to go in the third quarter. They lead it 49-0. Kinslow with a back in the backfield. Can't see who it is. That's going to be Parker McGinley. And he's going to carry it across to the 46 of the Zizzers. Bring up a second down. And it's, like I said, folks, it's going to get really chippy here in the second half, because these two teams really don't like each other. And I'm pretty sure that Bolivar is not taking too kindly to being thumped 49-0. It's going to be McGinley running the football again. Good job out. Looks like he about the 50-yard line. Going to bring up a third down at the 50-yard line. So third and two for the Zizzers. Third and two. Kinslow in the shotgun. This time it's Dalton Cox. Cox has got the first down and more, down to about the 45 of Bolivar. That's going to be an Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains first down for the Zizzers. And the clock continues to go. 6:20 and counting here in the third quarter. The Zizzers have it at the Bolivar 45-yard line. Kinslow's by himself this time with four receivers. In the shotgun once again. Now in motion. I believe that may have been McGilly, but the throw is out to the right side. It's complete, and I think the Zizzers got another first down there. And that one is to number three. And that is Gabe Sellers on the catch for the Zizzers. And it's another Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains first down for the Zizzers at the Bolivar 35-yard line. Kinslow going to throw it across the top, and it's incomplete. Off the hands of number three, Sellers. Going to bring up a second down and 10 for the Zizzers. Once again at the Bolivar 35. Coming up on 5 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Turbo clock in effect as the Zizzers lead it 49-0. Cox in the backfield now with Kinslow. They switch it around, and down to about the 31 that time. I think it's Carter McCracken. Let me double-check it and see. And it is Carter McCracken on the carry for the Zizzers. Going to bring up third and six, so we'll pick up a four for Carter. Third and six at the Bolivar 31-yard line. For the Zizzers. Kinslow in the shotgun with four receivers. He's looking. He's going to throw across the middle, and this time it is dropped. And that time, Weston Reese, the intended receiver, and he dropped the football. So it's going to be fourth and six for the Zizzers at the Bolivar 31-yard line. So let's see if the Zizzers can pick up a first down here. They're going to hand it off, and this is going to be Seitz, Logan Seitz, and folks, he's going to be close down there. 5'10", 255-pound junior, and they're going to look at this. It'll be close. And they're going to measure it. That's how close it is. Going to have to measure it. It's sitting right on the 25-yard line, and that's what he had to get to for the first down. So let's see what they do here with the chains. And he's going to be short, folks. Going to be short by a couple of inches. So Bolivar finally gets a stop on the Zizzers tonight and will take over first and 10. At their own 25-yard line. Bolivar fans here have been pretty quiet tonight. Here comes the Zizzer defense back on the field. And Bolivar will hand it off this time. And the Zizzer defense is right there. Pickup of about two, looks like. Jordan on the carry for Bolivar. And we'll give the tackle to the Zizzer defensive line. They're going to give him two. Second and eight for Bolivar. And Zizzers jump, and there comes the flags. Zizzers a little anxious, so we'll pick up five out to the 32, and that'll bring up a second and three for Bolivar at their own 32-yard line. 2:52 and counting in the third quarter. And they'll hand off once again. The Zizzers have them behind the line of scrimmage. Back about the 31. Jordan on the carry. And that's going to bring up a third now, third and four now. Loss of one on the play. Third and one for Bolivar. 2:18 and counting to go third quarter. Zizzers lead at 49-0. We have the turbo clock running. And up under center this time is Meredith. He's going to rotate, hand off, and there's a first down for Bolivar around the left corner. Jordan on the carry. Out to the 37, 38-yard line. 37, 38-yard line. It'll be first and 10 for Bolivar at their own 38 with a minute 40 and counting. Bolivar's taking their time here. And now a sideline warning on sideline warning against the Zizzers, and they're going to mark off penalty for it. They said that's the I didn't even catch the first one. So it's first and 10 for Bolivar at their own 48-yard line. Excuse me. I guess they're trying to help Bolivar Liberators get down the field here on the Zizzers. First and 10, they'll hand it off, and the Zizzers have them again. Looks like it may be a gain of about a yard that time. And guess who's in there on the tackle? You got it, Jason Lopez. Ball's at the Bolivar 49-yard line as we come up with a minute to go and counting in the third quarter, and the Zizzers leading 49-0. Meredith in the shotgun. He'll hand it off, and that time carrying the football was Jordan, and Jordan's got across 50 all the way down to the Zizzer 42-yard line, and that's a first down for Bolivar. 34 seconds and counting. Meredith, first and 10 from Bolivar. Now we've got a official saying, nope, hang on. And Bose has to come out of the ballgame for some reason. And they will send in another receiver now. So now, here we go. First and 10 for Bolivar. Zizzers faked a jump that time. Bolivar didn't fall for it. 15 seconds to go. They'll hand it off, and that time, Jordan gets it down to the 40. Bring up a second and 8. And that's going to be the end of the third quarter of play with the Zizzers leading 49-0. And we'll take a break. You're listening to Zizzer Football, 100.9 The Train.
We see the potential of the farmers that wake up early, of the local business owners that work late, of the people that are always ready to lend a hand. Because when you're from here, that's just what you do. At Southern Bank, we don't just help you reach your goals. We help you reach your potential so you can achieve what you want right in your hometown. Get started today with Southern Bank at bankwithsouthern.com. From here, we can do anything. Southern Bank, member FDIC.
Zizzer Football on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Southwest Baptist University in Bolivar. Getting ready to start the fourth quarter of play. Zizzers lead at 49-0 with the turbo clock in effect. And Bolivar has the football. Let's see if we can get you some scores here. We're looking right now. 11 leads Parkview 41-6, third quarter. McDonald County still leading Cassville 20-0, third quarter. Mountain Grove leads Thayer 21-7 third quarter. And Rolla leads Camdenton 28-14 third quarter. Glendale over Waynesville 43-20 at the half. Kickapoo leads Hillcrest 28-0 half. Ozark over Carl Junction 31-9 third quarter. Rogersville leads Reed Springs 24-0 at the half. And Liberty leading Houston 24-7 at the half. Kabul leads Salem, Missouri 18-14 in the third quarter. So here we go. Bolivar with the football as we get ready to start the fourth quarter of play with the turbo clock in effect. And Meredith, he's going to throw it to the right. He's got a receiver, and the Zizzers put him out of bounds shy of the first down. Not until Bose got over there on the reception. They knock him out of bounds at the 34-yard line of West Plains. It'll bring up third. Looks like third and two. Up under center now, Meredith hands it off. And the Zizzer, there's a first down as Jordan gets it inside 50 that time. And it'll be Jesse Hudson on the tackle for the Zizzers. And it's down to the 28-yard line now. Bolivar moving the football. Zizzer defense trying to keep a big zero on the board for Bolivar. But right now, Bolivar having success running the football on the Zizzers. They'll hand it off again, but this time they throw it out to Bose. He faked the handoff, and ball was on the, they're going to say he was down. Pretty good thing, because Zizzers had the football going the other way with nobody in front of them. Bose is going to be tackled at the 25. Going to bring up a second and seven for Bolivar at the Zizzer 25-yard line. The Zizzer is going to have to reach deep down right now, and they need to get a stop. They need to stop Bolivar. There's Bolivar running the football again. The Zizzer's flying to the football. So looks like across that right side, going to pick up maybe a couple. It's going to be third and five for Bolivar. Ball is sitting at about the Zizzer 24. Third and five for Bolivar at the Zizzer 24. Clock running at 9:55 and counting in the fourth quarter. Zizzer's up 49-0. Meredith, he's looking to throw. He's coming over and almost picked off over there. I tell you what, Zizzers had a beat on the football, but Meredith threw it over the head of everybody. Trying to see who that was for the Zizzers on defense. And it was Landon Casey. So now it's going to bring up fourth and five. Can the Zizzers get a stop here? Meredith is up under center this time. Fourth and five, and Bolivar wants a timeout. 9:10 to go in the ball game. Zizzers lead at 49-0, and we're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Football, 100.9 The Train.
Do you need a tow, stranded, and don't know what to do? Never fear, J&J is here. Avoid the aggravation of being stranded on the road. Call the experts at J&J Recovery. They serve Zizzer Nation and surrounding areas, including Thayer. As a matter of fact, they serve anyone within the sound of my voice. J&J Recovery is proven and affordable when it comes to towing. If you are in an accident, be sure you request J&J Recovery. Memorize or save this number to your smartphone, 417-256-7628, and go Zizzers.
Now more Zizzer football on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to SBU in Bolivar, and the Zizzers lead at 49-0 here in the fourth quarter. Bolivar is facing a fourth and five at the Zizzer 24-yard line, so hopefully the Zizzers can get a stop here and take over. They'd really like to keep the shutout here. Bolivar is having some success running the football on the Zizzers. All right, here comes Bolivar out, fourth and five. Meredith is in the shotgun, and he's looking to throw. Scissors are trying to get him, and now we've got a flag. Why? Pass was complete, and then pass interference. How was it pass interference when the kid already caught the football and Hayden Cook just nailed him at the 5-yard line? How is that pass interference? Zizzers, I tell you what, right now, and ask anybody that's here, they'll tell you the officials are helping Bolivar get down to the end zone. They've moved it to the 2.5-yard line right now. It's first and goal for Bolivar at the West Plains 2.5-yard line. That's the second clean hit tonight that have been penalized, and now Bolivar's going to run it in for the touchdown. 8:58. Let's see who it was, number 34. E.J. Ingram. So the officials did a good job of helping Bolivar so they could score some points here on senior night. And now Bolivar will go for the extra point. So it won't be a shutout. And the extra point's good. 49-7. Scissors with the lead, 8:58 to go in the ball game, and we're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Scissor Football 100.9, The Train.
The experts in orthopedic care can be found at Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic. Dr. Roeder, who serves as the West Plains team physician, and Drs. Jolly and Karen specialize in the medical and surgical care of the spine and joints, utilizing the latest technology to get you back on your feet as quickly as possible. And they are here for you 24/7. Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic on Kentucky Avenue in West Plains, where they are focused on your health.
Scissor Football continues on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Bolivar. And, well, Bolivar scores after the officials helped him out with a few terrible calls. That's all there is to put it. I mean, these were clean hits by the Scissors, and they were penalized for them, just to help Bolivar get down the field to where Bolivar could run it in from the 2.5-yard line, kick the extra point. It's 49-7 now with 8:58 to go. And watch for Bolivar for the onside kick. It's coming, folks. There it is. And Scissors had it, and it is out of bounds, I believe. So Scissors will have it. Scissors couldn't come up with a handle on the football. Good thing, though, that it went out of bounds. So Scissors will have it first and 10, I believe, at their own 48-yard line. That's what it'll be. First and 10 for the Scissors at their own 48-yard line. 8:54 to go in the ball game, 49-7. Now, what do you want to bet? We see a bunch of flags on the Scissor offense here so that Bolivar can get the football back. Here we go. Kinslow in the shotgun, and he's going to keep it and not going anywhere. Scissors have made some substitutions now, put in some second-string players. And so it's going to be a loss of 1 yard, second and 11. Aiden Simpson is the quarterback now for the Scissors. Clock running, 8:25 and counting. So Simpson's in. McGinley is in. And now Scissor offensive lineman just jumped and ran across the line. They were, I don't know what happened there, but, and I don't know why the clock stopped, 8:13, should be running. It's a terrible clock. So So it's a 5-yard penalty on the Zizzers. Simpson with the football. He's going to hand it off. Dalton Cox with it this time. Dalton's going to get up to about the 44. Going to bring up a third down and 14 for the Zizzers. Bolivar, first team defense, still in the ballgame. They've gone their second string offense. Simpson in the shotgun has five receivers in the ball game. Simpson rolling out to the left. He's going to take off the run, and he's going to hit it out. Looks like about the 4 or 5 yard line. Bolivar going to bring up about a 4th and 3, looks like. They may give him the 44. I thought it. We'll have to see. They are going to give him the 44, so going to bring up a 4th and 2 for Zizzer at the Bolivar 44-yard line with 7 minutes to go in the ball game. The turbo clock is running. Zizzer beating it 49-7. Simpson in the shotgun. 4th and 2 for the Zippers. They're going to give it to Sykes. And Sykes is brought down from behind at 45, and so Bolivar will take over on downs. So the Bolivar first string defense, they outplay the constrict offense of the Zizzers. And I don't know why, but the clock has stopped. Again, apparently nobody knows what the turbo clock is, because we've got to stop it for Bumper's offense here. 6:41. See how well they get it down the field and get it back in the end zone. Officials help them out again. And there's got the quarterback sack. Surprise, there's no flag there. All the way back to the 53. No flag. I thought for sure there was a flag to Zizzer defense on that quarterback sack. 3 Zizzers on the sack that time. And it's going to bring up a 2nd down and 20, folks, or 21. 2nd and 21. For Bolivar. Almost fumbled the snap. Zizzers are there again, and they sack him again. 3 guys in the backfield that time, trying to see who the first one there, Aiden Holt. Aiden Holt was there. It's all the way back now at the Bolivar 24-yard line. They haven't put the ball down yet. Why have they not put the ball down? Now they did. So now it's going to be 3rd and about a county and a half here for Bolivar for a 1st down. They're going to pitch it to the left. There's a hold and no call. Zizzers are out there, though, and they're going to bring him down about the 30. Clock should still roll because they brought him down inbounds. And Zizzer defense that time in on the tackle, Hayden Bryant, and I believe also Doolittle. So now it's going to bring up a 4th and still about a county and a half. And Bolivar's going to have to punt the football, 4:50 and counting in the ball game, 49-7. Zizzer offense should get it back. There's the punt. It's a good punt, folks. Zizzer's had nobody back. Bolivar's going to down it at about the 38 of the Zizzers, 37-38. They're going to say the 37. Zizzer offense will take over. And they stop the clock again at 4:38. Don't understand why. It's a 42-point lead. I mean, the clock should be going. I don't know why they continue to stop it here in the fourth quarter. Apparently, the clock keepers here at Bolivar do not understand the turbo clock rule. All right. Trying to see if that's Aiden Simpson back in the ball game at quarterback. And can't tell. They throw it, and it's caught out about the 48-yard line. And the receiver that time for the Zizzers, number 10, that's Briggs Houston. And I think we have a new quarterback. Nope, it's Aiden Simpson. Okay. Aiden Simpson. 4 minutes to go in the ball game, 49-7. Zizzers with the lead. Stay tuned. We'll have your Shelter Insurance Andrew Ekman of West Plains post-game show coming up when this one's over with. Simpson in the shotgun, throws to the left. He hits his receiver and getting out, well, just shy of the first down over there. I believe it's going to be Parker McGinley on the catch. And they're going to mark him down at the 42-yard line of Bolivar. It's going to bring up second and one for the Zizzers. Second and one for the Zizzers at the Bolivar 42-yard line. Simpson throws it again. That's a first down over there. Reception knocked out of bounds that time is Briggs Houston once again. That's a Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains first down for the Zizzers. 3 minutes and counting. Ball is at the Bolivar 37-yard line. Aiden Simpson is your quarterback. And Simpson trying to keep it. He's trying. Now he goes back to the left. He's inside the 35. He'll be down to at least the 33, maybe the 32. Down to the 33. Going to bring up a second and six. 2:25 and counting. Scissors with the football. If they can get another first down, they should be able to just run this clock out. Simpson back to throw once again to the right. Now he's looking. Now he's going to throw. He's got a receiver, and the receiver falls down. Briggs Houston fell down. There was no contact out there, so it's a third and six. Minute 50 and counting. Zizzers really need to pick up the first down here to pretty much seal this one. And there's quite a few Bolivar folks have already left the ball game, folks. All right, this time Simpson's going to take it straight ahead, and he's gotten it in. He's loose. Aiden Simpson, and he's down at the one. Excuse me. Aiden Simpson makes it down to the one-yard line. Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains first down and the Community First Banking Company West Plains Mountain Grove at their red zone. Zizzers are going to line it up here. Will they just go to the victory formation, or are you going to let them? I think you ought to give it to Aiden Simpson and let him try to run that thing in there. Simpson in the shotgun. They're going to hand it off, and it's a touchdown for the Zizzers. Logan Seitz with 52 seconds to go. So Logan Seitz on a one-yard touchdown run. And Larson will come in for the extra point. Makes it 55-7 and the extra point coming. It's up. And it's good. Zizzers lead at 56-7. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Football 100.9 The Train.
It's football season. Be on top of your game when it comes to your vehicle's maintenance. Preventative maintenance is so important in today's complex vehicles. From oil changes to overhauls, the expert technicians at Don's Auto Service can take care of it all. Establish a good ground game when it comes to your tires, too. Get rebates up to $200 on select sets. Don's Auto Service, Porter Wagner Boulevard in West Plains.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Scissor Football on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to SBU and Bolivar. We've got 52 seconds to go in the ball game. Scissor just scored, and it's 56-7. Logan Sykes, 5'10", 255-pound junior, gets his first touchdown. Braden Wall will kick it off for the Scissors. And we're almost done with this one, folks. It's down the middle, going to be taken about the 11-yard line by Bolivar as they try to bring it back. Scissors going to tackle him at about the 29-yard line. So now, Scissor defense coming on the field. Scissors are going to go to 8-1 overall, 7-1 in the Ozark Conference. Lebanon is winning big, so they're going to go to 8-1 in the Ozark Conference and 8-1 overall. So the Scissors and Lebanon are going to be tied for the Ozark Conference championship this year. All right. Bolivar will come out. Scissor defense on the field. Bolivar looking to throw as they roll out to the left, throwing it down the field. And it's going to be caught by Bolivar down at the Scissor 44-yard line. 27 seconds and counting. Bolivar hurrying up to the line of scrimmage here. And then Bolivar calls a timeout. Are you serious? 56-7, 25 seconds to go in the game, and Bolivar calls a timeout. All right, we're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Scissor Football, 100.9 The Train.
Parkway Beauty Academy, located at 913 Preacher Row Boulevard in West Plains, offers everything you need to begin a new career in cosmetology or nail technology, or why not both? The cosmetology training consists of just 1,500 hours. Nail technology course, 400 hours. Call 417-256-9004 and ask for Sarah for details. They offer different programs regarding tuition. Your new career starts here at Parkway Beauty Academy. Call them at 417-256-9004.
Now, more Scissor Football on 100.9 The Train.
All right. Bolivar called a timeout. 25 seconds to go in the game, and the Scissors up 56-7. Bolivar has it first and 10 with the Scissor 44. They're looking to throw again. Scissors putting some heat on. They'll throw to the left. It's caught, and the receiver gets away from the defender. And he's tackled down about the 30-yard line. 14 seconds to go, and Bolivar calls another timeout. They're simply doing this to rub it in the West Plains. Because Bolivar really thought, and I really thought, too, this was going to be a close ball game, but oh well. Tackle that time, Scissors that time, the tackle was taking Green. So it's going to be first and 10 for Bolivar at the Scissor 30-yard line. Bolivar trying to get it in the end zone one more time. The Scissor secondary is going to have to cover because you know it's going to be a pass. Remember, Scissors won't play next Friday night. They'll get a first-round bye in district play, so they won't play. The next time they'll play will be 2 weeks from tonight at Scissor Stadium. Here we go. 14 seconds. Bolivar with the football. And Meredith, and he's going to be sacked, and that should do it, folks. Unless Bolivar calls another timeout. And they're not going to let it run. That's it. Scissors win it 56-7 over the Bolivar Liberators as they get some payback and revenge from Bolivar beating them the last 2 years. And Bolivar combined last 2 years 78 points in those two ball games. But the Zizzers tonight, 56-7 over Bolivar. We'll take a break. We'll come back with your Shelter Insurance and your Ekman of West Plains postgame show in 30 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Football, 100.9 The Train.
Hurry up, dude. The game's about to start.
Nothing beats spending the day watching the game with your buddies.
Dude, I'm literally right here. Let's do this.
Which is why a Shelter Insurance renter's policy is key to your winning game plan. It protects things your landlord's policy doesn't.
Dude, where's your TV?
What? Oh, no way, dude.
Like that flat-screen TV that just got stolen.
Hi, I'm Andrew Ekman in West Plains. Let me show you why so many clients recommend us to their friends.
Zizzer Football continues on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back to Southwest Baptist University in Bolivar, as the West Plains Zizzers have just defeated the Bolivar Liberators 56-7. And it is your Shelter Insurance, Andrew Ekman, the West Plains post-game show. Let's go ahead and run down the scoring for you in the ball game tonight. 7 minutes to go, first quarter. Connor Lair, 17-yard run. Larson's kick good. Zizzers up 7-0. Let's see, 5:21 to go, first quarter. Lair on another one-yard touchdown run. Larson's kick good. 14-0. Minute 58 to go, first quarter. Heston Miller on a five-yard run. Larson's kick good, 21-0. 6 seconds to go, first quarter. Lair on a 78-yard touchdown run. Larson's kick good. And the Zizzers led it 28-0 at the half. 8:30 to go in the second quarter. It was Dagan Kinslow's 68-yard touchdown pass to Josh Leeser. Larson's kick good. West Plains led it 35-0. 6:18 to go, second quarter. Kinslow on a 2-yard touchdown pass to Josh Leeser again. Larson's kick good. It's 42-0. And then with 10 seconds to go in the half, it was Kinslow to Lair on a 9-yard touchdown pass. Larson's kick was good. At the half, Zizzers led it 49-0. No scoring in the third quarter, so 49-0 as we go to the fourth quarter. With 5:08 to go in the fourth quarter, Ingram on a 2-yard touchdown run for Bolivar. Kick good, and the West Plains lead was 49-7. 52 seconds to go, Logan Seitz on a 1-yard touchdown run for the Zizzers. Larson's kick good. Your final score, 56-7. The Zizzers defeat the Bolivar Liberators. Bolivar finishes at 3-6 on the year, 3-6 in Ozark Conference play. Zizzers are 8-1 overall, 7-1 in Ozark Conference play. Lebanon is winning really big, so that means that Lebanon and West Plains, both with one loss apiece this year, will finish tied for the Ozark Conference Championship. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back with your Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains Player of the Game in 30 seconds. You're listening to Zizzer Football, 100.9 The Train.
Growing up, my parents always encouraged me to do what's right, even if it wasn't easy. I'd always hear my mother's voice say, "Do the right thing." That stuck with me. Every day, just do the right thing. That's it. The rest takes care of itself.
At Shelter Insurance, we believe in doing the right thing for our customers and our communities.
For auto, home, life, or business insurance, come see me, Andrew Ekman, in West Plains today.
Zizzer Football on 100.9 The Train.
Welcome back. Shelter Insurance, Andrew Ekman, the West Plains postgame show. It's time for the Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic, West Plains Player of the Game. And the player of the game, very simple, folks. It was the entire West Plains Zizzer team. The defense was good tonight. Offense was good tonight as well. Defense had at least two interceptions on the night and almost came away with about two or three more. And they were pressuring. They had pressure on the Bolivar quarterback all night long, the defense did. Offense had a lot of success running the football tonight against Bolivar and also throwing the football as well. Josh Leeser picking up two touchdowns tonight for the Zizzers himself. Connor Lair finished the night with four touchdowns. Miller had one. And let's see. And then Logan Seitz had one as well. 56-7, the Zizzers beat Bolivar. Let's run down some other scores for you around Southern Missouri right quick. And we can tell you that, let's see, Lebanon has beaten Parkview 55-22. That's the final. McDonald County defeated Cassville 20-0. Mountain Grove leading Thayer 21-7 in the third quarter. That's the last score we had there. Let's see. Rolla leading Camdenton 36-14 in the third quarter. Glendale, at the end of three quarters of play, Glendale leads Waynesville 57-20. Kickapoo leads Hillcrest 35-6 in the third quarter. And Ozark leads Carl Junction 31-9 in the third quarter. Marshfield leads Mount Vernon 26-14. That's a final. Rogersville beats Reed Springs 45-7. That's a final. And Liberty leads Houston 30-7 at the end of three. Kabul leading Salem 18-14 third quarter. And what else we have for you here? I think that's it. So there you go. That's your scoreboard tonight around the area. Zitters win at 56-7, and they'll get a week off next week in the first round of district play, and then they will resume play 2 weeks from tonight in semifinal round action in district play at Zitters Stadium. All right, I want to thank our sponsors for the ball game tonight. Sean Duggins, Westgate Realty, Parkway Beauty Academy, Southern Bank, Toyota, Baxter Regional Health System, Hometown Clinic, Moreland Shell Ford, Miller Satellite Center, Taylor Grubaugh, Chevrolet Buick GMC, Ozark Healthcare Medical Equipment, Don's Auto Service and Tire Center, Degree Plumbing, the Zizzer Zone, Shelter Insurance, and Directman, Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic, Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, J&J Recovery and Towing, all of West Plains, Knox Orthopedics, Mountain Home in the West Plains, and Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer. Our boosters for tonight, Carter Funeral Home, West Plains and Thayer, Active Chiropractic and Acupuncture, Dr. Jacob Eckman, West Plains and Thayer, Edward Jones, Kevin Gleghorn, Richards Brothers Feed, and Wonderland Preschool and Daycare, all of West Plains. Zizzers win at 56-7 over the Bolivar Liberators. And I want to thank Dylan back in the studio for another fine job this evening. I'm Ramblin' Rick. We hope you've enjoyed the Zizzer football on 100.9 The Train. Remember, no game next Friday night, and the Zizzers will be back in action 2 weeks from tonight at Zizzer Stadium in semifinal district play. I'm Ramblin' Rick. Like I said, I hope you enjoyed the ball game tonight, and we'll say so long from Southwest Baptist University in Bolivar. Zizzers win at 56-7, and we hope you enjoyed Zizzer football on 100.9 The Train. Good night.